The Orlando Magic won their first game of the NBA Finals last night. The Magic made a finals record 62.5% of their shots and beat the Los Angeles Lakers 108-104. The win narrowed LA's lead in the series to 2-1, and that's good news for NBA fans who hate the Lakers. NPR's Tom Goldman is here with more on the anti-Lakers phenomenon.
Over the past week, I've gotten 2 emails from friends, unsolicited, one thanking me in advance for doing a story on hating the LA Lakers, which that person does, the other one sent while I was in LA covering the finals, saying, "Hope the series is going okay. God, I hate most everything about the Lakers." And then the friend wrote a naughty word. Being in Los Angeles, it seemed like the perfect place to explore the well of animosity, not just in my inbox, but throughout NBA Nation, where beat LA is a common war cry. Sure, I was in Lakers territory, but in a city that big, I figured I could find someone who could explain the phenomenon in a calm, nuanced way.
I taught my daughter to say Kobe's a punk when she was 2.
Okay, so Steve Perrin wasn't that someone. Perrin blogs about LA's other NBA team, the Clippers, so his anti-Kobe Bryant, anti-Lakers sentiment could be explained that way. Needing a little more detachment for my Lakers hatred investigation, I turn to another blogger. Henry Abbott writes the True Hoop blog on ESPN.com. He says the loathing has to do with economics. Like the Yankees of baseball, the Lakers have tons of money and can spend it to buy the most expensive free agents. He says it also has to do with style, which Abbott traces back to the Showtime Lakers of the 1980s, led by Magic Johnson.
They just sort of had this determination to be a showy team, you know, to be like the entertainment team.
Now, full disclosure, Abbott has been criticized by Lakers fans for being a hater. They say his self-professed love for LA's Western Conference rival Portland Trail Blazers prevents him from being objective. Abbott insists he's a journalist first, although during last year's NBA Finals, Abbott couldn't help thinking the stereotype of some Laker fans was true. The Lakers had just lost a home game to Boston, and Abbott found himself in a VIP elevator at Staples Center.
Everybody was in a good mood, like, after this big loss. And there's this guy who was just like, "No." And I was like, "Why aren't you guys upset? Like, what's the problem?" And it's like, "No." He's holding a drink in his hand, like a cocktail. He's like, "No, win or lose, we booze."
I love LA.
Washington arrived on the subway-themed red carpet at the Taking of Pelham 1-2-3 premiere super early, and then headed to the star-studded Lakers game.
The celebrity watch at Lakers games drives the haters crazy. It's everywhere on TV.
Kanye West, Jessica Simpson and Tony Romo on a date, and of course diehards Leonardo DiCaprio and Jack Nicholson.
Surely the perception of flighty fans, and thus a flighty team, would be a lot different if the cameras showed people like 55-year-old Los Angeles native Edward Chavez. He was carrying a pro-Lakers placard outside Staples Center before Game 2.
In my life, sir, there's always been 4 loves. It's been God in my life, my wife, my baby, and then Lakers. I love the Lakers. When I see the Lakers, it just gets butterflies down my neck. It's also spiritually, I feel I got the Laker drive, which means I'm energetic to keep on going.
Despite the True Blue fans, despite the Lakers players who Henry Abbott of True Hoop calls some of the friendliest, best guys in the NBA, the haters will keep hating, and for the moment, loving every Orlando win. Tom Goldman, NPR News.